Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Will Van Beck, he sets himself pitching to pinch hitter Brock Humbert here in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Cold Spring Rockies, who hold a 9-3 lead over Meyer Grove.
Looks like they got a pinch hitter in the on-deck circle as well, Brady Blattner, as this pitch will hit Humbert. You knew Humbert wasn't going to move out of the way of an opportunity to get on base.
Brock Humbert on to first, and Brady Blattner, like Kirby said, to the plate batting for Austin Duffner. Spring Hill Farming, they'll play here about a half an hour to 40 minutes after this game completed. Brady Blattner, right-handed hitter, and drives this to right field down the line. Welly giving chase, and he's not going to get it. Going to roll into the corner. Humbert legging it out to three, and Blattner into second base with a stand-up double.
Ball was smoked. Righty going the opposite way right there, Randy, as the Rocky doubling continues on. We'll get another pinch hitter. It is Tyler Lardy pinch hitting for Calvin Kultoff.
Tyler Lardy. Or Trevor Lardy.
Nope, this is Tyler Lardy.
This is Tyler?
Okay. Yep. Trevor Lardy's in the bullpen.
So Tyler Lardy at the plate. And Van Beck's pitch. A little bit low for a ball. The infield in on the grass. And, of course, Meyer Grove playing now, Kirby, like, hey, we got three runs last inning. We got to keep this game as tight as possible.
Try to. Hoping for a ground ball at somebody.
Lardy will take a strike on the outside corner. And the count at a ball and a strike. Tyler Lardy. Right-handed hitter. We'll take another strike called, and one and two.
The last in a long line of Rockies in the Lardy family. They had John. They had Chris. Trevor's warming up in the pen, and he's Tyler in the box.
One ball, two strikes. And Tyler Lardy will take that in his shoulder, hit by a pitch. Second hit batter of the inning. Loading him up for
T.J. New.
T.J. New batting for Colin Eskew. So pinch hitters, all four spots so far for the Rockies. And T.J. New takes the first pitch from Will Van Beck.
Well, they have the means. I mean, look at they got plenty of reserves on that team.
A lot of young guys chomping at the bit to get some playing time. One ball, one strike, the count to T.J. New. Infield still in on the grass, nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch outside, a ball to New. The count, two balls and a strike.
Humbert at third, Blattner at second, Lardy at first.
Two and one. New will foul this to the backstop, and the count at two and two now to T.J. On deck, Sam Distel.
Who pinch hit earlier.
Grover's looking for potentially a double play ball. Pitches outside to New, and the count full three and two now. Will Van Beck.
Nowhere to put T.J. New.
No, nowhere to put him. Runners there leads. Kick the pitch. New fly ball, shallow left field. Klopak coming in, makes the catch for the out, and Humbert decides not to tag. And with one out, it's Sam Distel.
Left fielder number three, Sam Distel.
Just a bluff of a tag by Humbert. He goes back to the bag. Now the middle infield, I believe, will go, well, the Klopak boys are on different pages. One's in, one's back. We're going to stay in.
Distel with an RBI single to left field in his first at-bat. Loops this one to left field. There's Klopak to make the catch. Tagging will be Humbert. And Brock comes in scoring. And it's now 10-3. Sacrifice fly for Sam Distel.
Two RBIs in his pinch hitting role, or in his substitution, late substitution role.
Another pinch hitter here for the Rockies. Evan Atchison will bat. And Evan takes a ball low, 1-0.
I am 100 years old if this kid's playing amateur baseball, Randy.
One ball, no strikes. And Atchison rips it fair down the third baseline. That will score another run. Blattner coming in to score. And Evan Atchison gets his first playoff hit.
Region hits one of many for the career of Evan Atchison as he gets the RBI. Blattner comes across to score.
So a two-run eighth inning for the Rockies.
They hit for the bottom of the order, and the top of the order still. Exactly. Geislinger steps up.
Here comes Tyler Geislinger. Tyler, three hits on the afternoon. One of them a solo home run. Rips this one to first. Glove there by Colton Meyer. Colton will run it to the bag, and that'll end the eighth for the Rockies. They come up with three runs, or make it two runs here in the eighth inning. Two runs on two hits. There were no Meyer Grove errors, and there were two men left on base. We have played eight innings. It's Colt Spring 11, Meyer Grove 3. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With eight locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Eckerfeed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Ecker Feed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Ecker Feed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years.
Back to action here, ninth inning action. Cold Spring Rockies bring in a relief pitcher, Kirby Hemish.
It is Trevor Lardy out of the bullpen for Cold Spring as tip of the cap. Job well done to Eli Bacchus as he goes eight innings for Cold Spring, giving up those three runs all coming in the eighth. Maybe ran out of a little gas there as into that eighth inning, but nice work. You know, you give up the three, your guys are hitting. You just kept getting him back to the dugout, basically, as quick as you can, Randy.
Josh Rauke will lead it off against Lardy, and the pitch from Trevor. There's a strike called, and 0-1. Trevor Lardy, right-handed pitcher. Delivers, and ground ball hit to second. Up with it cleanly, and over to first, a 4-3 putout of Lardy. Is that Blattner at second?
Nope, that's Alex Geislinger.
Oh, it is Alex. Okay, Alex came back in. Or, yeah, he did.
Yeah, it looks like everybody, I think. Yeah, it's Jonas New, Geislinger, Duffner.
They're keeping their defense, yep. Other than Distel, who came in as a replacement earlier. He's in left. So 4-3 on the putout. Andrew Welly to the plate. Andrew a swing and a miss. Strike one. Fooled on that pitch.
Lardy's got a little zip.
Gas in the tank. The 0-1 fouled out of play, and the count 0-2 to Alex Welly. Yeah, and quite a contrast. I mean, you got Eli Bacchus, who's curveball, and Trevor Lardy brings a little of the heat.
It's a nice soft hard.
Here's a pop-up in the infield. Knew it short. A couple steps back in the grass. Jordan makes catch for out number two.
Do you think Tyler was going to call him off there, Geislinger?
He said, no, eight's enough.
Eight is enough.
Eight is enough. I think that was a TV show.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And Jaron Klopak being pinch hit four.
What number do we got there?
Is this
one?
Josh Olmscheid. Josh Olmscheid into the batter's box. First pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Josh Olmscheid.
That is the last wraps here for Meyer Grove. Down to their final out.
Lardy ready. The 1-0 pitch. Strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Trevor Lardy Kicks and fires and a swing and a miss by Umscheid. Strike two.
Some gas, Randy. I mean, I don't know if it's just we haven't seen heat like that.
We haven't heard the Kultoff mitt pop like that.
No.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch missing outside and the count at 2-2.
Plus a grunt on the end of it from Trev.
Two balls, two strikes. The right-hander delivers, and Umscheid fouls this one off down the third base line. Count stays 2-2. Farming in Spring Hill, that's coming up about a half an hour, 35, 40 minutes after this one is done. We'll let Angela know, and she can bring us back in our postgame. We'll name that coveted Chasm Hat player of the game. Here's Umscheid, squibbing one foul down the first base line. Count stays 2-2. KASM Radio, we're home for Region 15C coverage. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you. This is game number 7 of the tournament, number 8 coming up. Again, if you want to watch maybe a replay of this tournament, Kirby will be downloading these ball games, the audio, coming up this week. And Kirby, I would say a safe bet is by sometime on Wednesday you'll have everything done. Let's just say that. Maybe earlier.
I've got faith in myself. Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday afternoon? Okay.
If it's not up by 5 on Tuesday, I don't know. I'll owe you another candy bar.
He maybe had a root canal or something.
Correct.
The pitch high to Umscheid and the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, no one on. Lardy has the sign from Kultoff. And fouled at the plate. Umscheid fouls it off his foot. And the count stays full at 3-2.
19 hits. Swinging Sunday between Richmond and Cold Spring we've seen thus far.
Yes, indeed. Lardy ready again. Taking a little time and here comes his offering. Umscheid drives it to right field. There's Brady Lynn. He'll grab it for the final out, and the Cold Spring Rockies have insured themselves of second weekend of baseball action today with the 11-3 win over the Meyer Grove Grovers. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on here in the ninth for Meyer Grove. Your final score again today, the Cold Spring Rockies 11, Meyer Grove 3. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back and recap this one for you on KASM.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Change in my pocket, going jingle-a-ling. Won't you call you on the telephone, baby?
Randy and Kirby back with you at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Our game number 7 of a Region 15C has gone final. Cold Spring Rockies, an impressive 11-3 win over the Meyer Grove Grovers today. Kirby, your thoughts on this ball game?
Just came swinging. I mean, you got to start with Bacchus. Eli Bacchus goes 7 shutout. He pitched into the 8th as well, giving up those 3 runs, but a shutout through 7. And your team at the time was up 9-0 after, you know, the 7th inning right there. Just a great start. But 1 in the 2nd, you get that big 4-run 5th inning. 1 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th. It just kind of outlasted Meyer Grove's second day pitching. And Rockies, they were swinging it. And they've got a date with St. Martin at noon next Saturday for a state berth.
Yeah, 19 hits. There's no messing around with 19 hits. They're hitting the ball hard a lot of that time. 11 runs, 19 hits, 3 errors for the Rockies. They left 11. Three runs, six hits, two errors for Meyer Grove. They left six. Eli Backus, give him credit. He went the first eight-plus innings today and picks up the win. Trevor Lardy in relief. Or eight innings, Trevor Lardy in relief in the ninth inning. The loss will go to starter Jaron Klopach for Meyer Grove. And now it is time to name our Chasm coveted hat player of the game, Kirby Hamish.
Tyler Geislinger. He ended up with eight catches in center field. Eight catches in center field. Single in the first. Solo home run in the fifth. A RBI single in the seventh. So he goes with the eight catches, and then ends up 3-for-6. Nice day. It was a very good day. He's an impressive center fielder. In a tournament with some good center fielders in it, you look at the Dalton Thielens, you look at the Tyler Geislingers, you know.
Tyler Macho.
Tyler Macho had a nice day as well. But it's fun to watch, and congratulations. He'll be wearing a ball cap, and he'll be on Twitter within 20 minutes or so.
Absolutely. So congratulations again, Tyler Geislinger. And thank you to our Region 15 C sponsors, Kirby. If you want to let us know those fine folks.
Yeah, these awesome people make this possible. The Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, Central, how about St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Gilliland Chevrolet, Sportsman's Den Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating, Pep's Pork, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Lumber Company, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, IPM in Wade Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Ecker Freed Service New Munich, Dairyland Supply Stock Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Corky's Bar in Richmond. Randy, what's for supper between games?
Oh, I think I'm going to enjoy a hamburger with some fried onions, a little cheese maybe on it too.
Sounds tasty.
All right. We're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. Angela, you've got things to do back at KASM Radio, and we'll rejoin you in maybe that half hour to 40 minutes. So it is 11-3, the final, Cold Spring over Meyer Grove. It's all yours, Angela.